He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 475. I got an insane gadget for you today. I haven't seen this before. It's probably been around for a while, but I needed something just like this. Googled it and found it, so I'll share that with you today. I have some interesting apps for you, especially if you like video apps. And perhaps some photography apps, some very interesting apps, good apps, and of course, they're free. So without further ado, let's get into the gadget of the day. Oh, before I do that, I want to tell everyone that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will answer all my email. I am behind, I think, 2 emails. Which I'll get to as soon as the show is over. I keep saying this, but one day I'm going to do, spend 10, 15 minutes on showing you some of the interesting email questions that I get asked on just all kinds of things. So it's kind of fun for me, and hopefully I'm helping you folks out there. So let's take a look at the gadget of the day. Let me turn on our camera here. So this is it. It's called Alum. It's a USB 3 Type-C to IDE SATA drive. Now, I know that sounds kind of crazy. What is that? But this is a real interesting gadget, and it's pretty inexpensive. So let's open this up. But let me tell you a little bit about it, actually. What this device will do is it will act as an external drive and or drives to any laptop, PC, MacBook, whatever, even if you have a Surface Pro, and that's what I use it for. It's awesome with the Surface Pro. It's going to give you an external drive, and it's also going to give you pretty much a hassle-free capability to push one button and back up your entire disk. That is very handy. Also, it's portable, so I really like that. So let's get back into it there, and let me do a little cut here. So here we go. Let's unbox this. It's pretty straightforward. Here's the box. There's the cover, which we don't need anymore. I'm going to open this up for you. And here we go. This is the device. Very small. We'll put that down there. Also, don't forget the power supply, which is here. And we have some cables there. We have some instructions and a thank you note. And we also have a little CD right here. This CD is to allow you to do the backup. We'll talk about that in a second. So let's get all the paperwork out of the way here. And we'll open up the power supply. Pretty straightforward. Typical power supply. Nothing fancy about that. We have some interesting cables here, for sure. This is a real nice cable there. That's going to connect directly to your hard drive. I like that. And it will also connect directly to this device. And here we have an interesting USB 3 cable. And let me call your attention that this is a USB-C. So here's your C connector. And again, I point out it's C. It's not standard USB. This will connect to any C connector. It will also connect to the output on the Surface Pro. So let's take a look at the device itself. Nice, for sure. This is the device. And let's get down a little closer here. Here we go. As I said, it's called the Alexum. Right here, I'm going to show you that little backup button. Very cool. Now, here's how this crazy thing works. On the back here, as you can easily see, they have an on and off switch, which is a very nice added touch. Right there's your on and off switch. Here they have the power supply. Obviously, you put your power supply there, it won't work. Here's the USB 3 connector, and here is your direct hard drive connector. So you can put this wire directly from this unit directly into the hard drive that you're using. So as you can see here, this part will connect directly into the hard drive, no problem there. And it just goes like this. Boom, and there you have it. That's connected. So that's very nice. And now this, of course, will connect from the USB 3. So here we have the hard drive. The hard drive is directly connected to the device. And then over here, of course, we have the USB out, which will go into the C connector, or if you want to put a USB connector on there, two or three, of course, that will also work. So you've got three opportunities for connection, one there, and of course, one there. Now, once this device is plugged in to your hard drive or drives, you can see these immediately on your computer. Just go into your Explorer and you have access to drag, drop, clone if you want. I shouldn't say clone, backup with that one button push. Real handy device for sure. I really like this. It's portable, it's lightweight, and quite frankly, it's very inexpensive. So let's take a look here at the device on Amazon. Again, it's called the, I will call it Aluman, Alexum, that's how I'll pronounce it, IDE SATA hard drive adapter, USB-C hard drive converter, and universal 2.5, 3.5 SATA, and IDE hard drive solid state. So nice, one support, one touch backup, comes with the power supply. This sells for $29.99, call it $30 on Prime. If you don't like it, you have free returns on Prime, so it's very nice. Over here, we'll run through the connections. It shows all the drives that you can put on this, including a CD drive, which is very nice. So if you don't have a CD drive on your laptop, and a lot of them don't today, you can buy one of those cheap and expensive CD drives, DVD drive, and plug it into this and go right into your computer. That's very handy, just that alone. There it shows you another shot. Here it shows the three drives that you can hook in, the three connections. So this is a very cool device. A lot of uses, not only the backup, but I use it to actually export my photos and videos on, so I have a hard drive backup. Really nice, no complaints whatsoever on it. It's interesting that on Amazon, which is typically cheaper, it's $30. If you go on to the Alexum site, which is a very nicely done site, they have hundreds of different types of products. I'm sure you're going to find something there that you like, and they make really high quality products. But for whatever reason, it's on here for $25.49. Probably does not include shipping, but here it is. So if you are looking for a way to add an external drive to any device that you have, if you're looking for a device that will allow you one button backup on an external drive, this is it. Not to mention, it's cross-platform, so you have a variety of different types of hard drives, pretty much any type of hard drive configuration that's out there, this device will hook up to it. So all in all, it's a very cool device, and I highly, highly recommend it. I've used mine now. I actually have two of them. I've used it for about a month, and I just take it for granted. And I said, you know what? Someone else might want to get one of these little puppies. They're inexpensive and pretty well made. It's definitely plastic, but what I really like about it is if I'm traveling and I need an external hard drive and I don't want to put it inside the computer, and I just pop this in my pocket, and away we go. So very nicely done. So let's continue with some of our interesting websites of the day. And this is a killer, this website. This is really cool. This website is called Cinch. Relatively new service out there. I have just signed up for it. I have not received delivery yet, but this is a great idea. Have you ever been cooking outside using your grill and you run out of propane? I think that's happened to all of us, and it's a real pain. So I am fortunate enough that I have a gas built into the outlets, if you will, outside in my backyard. So I never, quote, run out because the gas is always available. That said, I have a mini grill that runs off propane at the other end of the house. And I find myself, for whatever reason, using that grill a lot. And I never want to run out of gas. And the reason for that is I'm the gadget professor, and it's unheard of for the gadget professor to run out of gas, for sure. So I have two tanks, two propane tanks. And of course, being the lazy butt that I am, one runs out, I put it to the side, I put the other one in. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, I ran out of gas. Both tanks were empty, duh, and I didn't refill them. So henceforth, this service, Cinch, for $20, they will deliver to your doorstep or to your backyard a tank of propane full. And you can do this on a weekly or monthly or whatever service you want or at will. And they will take your old tank, you put it outside just like the garbage. They'll pick it up and they will deliver one or two or 20 tanks, as many as you need. And you don't have to do anything except come up with the $20. Now, this is only available in limited areas. Arizona, at least where I live, happens to be one of those good areas. So you may want to look into this service. I'll let you know when I get my delivery. Today's Thursday. I should be getting a delivery on Monday, and I actually ordered two tanks. So you could put your address in here and your zip code and all that stuff, and they'll tell you if you are eligible to do that. But it's a great idea, and it's a very handy service. I don't like lugging down to the local gas station or wherever to fill up the tank and have the car smell like propane. And then as I'm getting older, those tanks are getting heavier, and this alleviates all that. And for $20, I think it's a very fair price, because of course it's including delivery. Okay. Really interesting apps this week, I have to tell you. If you were at all interested in producing just even small 10, 20 second videos, you might want to check out some of these apps that we're talking about this week. This first one is called Dummeltake by Filmic. I've been using this for a while. Actually, before we start with these apps, I must say that all of these apps are free, but many of them will offer some kind of in-purchase app application. So you'll buy the app and you may want to upgrade and buy the rest of the app or more additional features that will cost you some money. Again, these apps are extremely reasonable in cost, but for the most part, they are free. There's a disclaimer. All right. Now, this app is called Dummeltake, and it will transform your iPhone into multiple camera studio shots, allowing you to capture video from two cameras at the same time on on recent devices. This is really an interesting app. As you can see here, you get all kinds of special effects. You get a quad there, split screen, picture in picture, picture in upper right hand or upper left hand corner, whatever the case may be. Very, very nicely done. I can't believe this app is free. Works on both the iPad and the iPhone. I use this on my iPad, and I'm actually amazed at how good this app is. And again, you can't beat the price because it's free. This next app is similar in quality. It's also free. This does have in-app purchases. But this app called Splice is a very powerful video editor and maker. There's over 70 million downloads, so that says something right there. But you can basically select several different sequences that you've taken on videos of, and put them together. You can add sound effects, you can add music, and you also can add overlays. You can blend these images in. Simple yet powerful, Splice makes it easy to create full, customized, professional-looking videos on your iPhone, your iPad. Imagine the performance of a desktop editor. That's a serious statement. This editor is optimized for your mobile device. Just click a button, you can trim clips, adjust transitions, you can even add slow motion effects. This is the boss. I like this app. And again, if you don't like it, you could always take it off the phone, but you can create amazing slow motion with this, and that's what I use it for. You can add special speed effects also. You can make slideshows, so it's not only a video application, it's for stills, photographs, if you will, and add voiceovers, music, voiceovers, anything you want. And they also have templates, hundreds of templates that you can choose from. Amazing app, real high quality. Splice, go ahead and download that. Now, this next one I think I've mentioned many months ago. It's gotten better and better. This is called Pixaloop. And if you've ever seen those automated GIFs, then you wonder how they do with those loops. This is the app that many folks use if you're using any iOS products to create those effects. Creating moving photos for a unique type of photo art. Animate your photos and magically bring them to life with InLight Pixaloop, the newest addition in the award-winning InLight Creative Studio of apps. I have many of their Pixaloop apps, if you will. They're all fantastic. They're easy to use. This creates some of the most modern effects. This dispersion in motion effect is used a lot, and it's really complicated. Trust me, if you were trying to do this by hand, not an easy thing to do. This will definitely give you that effect with the touch of a button, and a lot of other effects, so check that out. Now, here's an app, very simple to use. It's called Add Text. What can I say? Any photos that you have, this will very simply allow you to add text. You have a plethora of fonts to choose from. You will be very happy with that app. Totally free. I don't have one complaint about it. As a matter of fact, I have praise for it, because not only do you have a choice of fonts, you can have a choice of a zillion billion colors. So that also makes it nice. This next app is called Paper by WeTransfer. Probably one of my favorite apps, over 25 million downloads. This makes it, let me read it for you that way. It's a sketch app. And with this, you can also make collages, you could paint, you could draw, whatever your brain's telling you to do from a creative standpoint of view, this will do for you. It has amazing special effects capability. Take you about 30 minutes total to really learn the different aspects of this app. It's very deep. If you have a pen or pencil that comes with the that you use with your iOS operating system, you're really going to like this. One of the better apps out there. I give it 15 stars. They give it 4.6. Kind of an esoteric app. I can't draw, as we all know, and some days I can't even speak. But this app allows me to be extremely creative and produce some awesome photographs. So check it out. Check it out. I think you're going to like it. And the last killer app, probably my top five apps, Photoshop Camera Photo Filters. Oh, my God. You can spend days fooling around with this and creating all kinds of just absolutely wonderful photographs. Some of this stuff that I've created is so good, I've actually framed some of the photos on my in my studio. This is just a highly professional, a high quality professional app. It's free. It's an intelligent camera app that lets you add some of the best filters and effects for your photos before you even take a shot, so you can preconceive what you want by checking out the filter you want, click the photo when it sizes it and puts it all there together. Wow, it's really cool. There's a zillion different types of filters, special effects. I can go on and on about this. 4.8 stars out of 5. Wow, wow, wow. Definitely a keeper, Photoshop Camera Photo Filters. Yeah, check it out. Okay, my friends, that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be safe.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.